On Hanukkah, there are two major aspects of Hanukkah. There are actually three. We'll focus on two. There's the Nes of the Neiris, the Nes of the Pach HaShemin, as it's called. And then there's the concept of the Chanukah as HaMizbeach. The Gemara in Shabbos, Chafal of Mabeis, is my Hanukkah. And the Gemara recounts over there the whole Gantz of Megillah, the whole Gantz of story, Shetimu Kol HaShmonim, and the Chashmonoim Nitzchu, and they couldn't find anything. All they found was one Pach Shemen to light the menorah for one day, and a Nes happened, and it lit for 7 days. Says the Gemara, L'zecha Nes Hazeh Madliki Neiris B'Chanukah. We light our menorah as a zeicher for this miracle that occurred. Now there's also a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, less commonly known, Gemara in Avodah Zarah in Beis Mabez, that the Yevonim timu the Mizbeach, and the Chashmonaim came, banu Mizbeach Hadash, they built a new Mizbeach, v'chanchu, and they were Chanukas Mishkan. Chanukas Mizbeach. In fact, the Yalkut tells us that the Melechas HaMishkan, they finished building the Mishkan on Chofei Kislev, back in the desert. However, they didn't start using it until Nisan, which was the time that the Avos were born. They waited from Chofei Kislev all the way until Nisan to start using the Mishkan. And the Yalkut says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repaid Chofei Kislev by having the Chanukah Sabai HaMizbech at the time of the Chashmonaim. So a major yesod of Chanukah is the Chanukah HaMizbech. And the kasha is, l'chayra, if you're looking at the picture, or similarly also the Kriyas HaTeira during Chanukah is also the Chanukah HaMizbech that we read. L'chayra, if you had to ask me what the main miracle of Chanukah was, I would have said it's l'chayra the Nes Pach HaShemen. If you want to know what our focus is on Chanukah, it's the menorah, it's the hadlaka, right? If that's the case, why is the Yom Tov called Chanukah? Chanukah al shem what? The Chanukah is a Mizbeach. Chanukah is al shem the Chanukah is a Mizbeach. L'chayra, you would think that the name of the Yom Tov should be more focused on the main miracle of the Yom Tov, which is the Nes of the Neiris. To understand this, let's understand a little bit about what is so special and so integral in the concept of Chanukah Sabayis. The Mizmor Shir that we say on Chanukah is what? Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. And what Chanukah Sabayis is David referring to? The Beis HaMikdash wasn't built in his day. Kind of. So the Mefarshim struggle. The Mefarshim struggle with this Mizmor as to what the Chanukah Sabayis that David HaMelech was referring to. Was he referring to that he got sick and he got better? It was a personal salvation? Or maybe it was that his own malchus was iffy because of the Mechlekes Rishal. The Mefarshim struggle, what's this Chanukah Sabayis, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis to David. And the Nesiv Shalom wants to suggest Ki David HaMelech Chol Vashon Tiken Es HaMizmor Hazeh Avor Kol Yehudi. It's a Chanukah Sabayis of every single individual. Achrei She'avru Alav Mashberim Koshim B'Gashmiyos Ruchnis. After a person went through very difficult, chaotic times, whether it's in Ruchnis or Gashmiyos, She'imu La'achriyoy Se'legamroy, that were threatening to completely subdue him, they were threatening to completely attack him. And Hashem helped him to recover from them. In other words, this is a Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, that each individual is giving a Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their internal house that almost fell. Their internal essence was being attacked, and they had the capability, and they overcame, and they had the capability to persist. And that's what we're thanking Hashem for. We say in the Mizmor that Halisa min she'oil nafshi, He lifted me up from the depths of my nefesh, Chaisani miyardei bar, right? You brought me back to life. We're thanking Hashem, Elecha Hashem Ekrav, El Hashem Eschanan, Mabetza Bidami, what would have helped if I died? Right? Hashem Oizeli, Hashem helps me. The whole capital of Tehillim, for the individual, is discussing the Savior, the salvation, and the capability for a person to overcome his difficulties, both Baruch Nitzu V'Gashmis. Says the Nesiv Shalom, that's not only true about an individual, it's also true about Klal Yisrael as a whole. That the Mizmar, this capital of Tehillim, is after Klal Yisrael went through difficult times, like the time we're in now, the time of the Chashmonaim, and they were able to overcome, and they were able to go back to their original strength, they were able to persist, but not only persist to survive, but we were able to go back to Machzer Ator Leoshna, to go back to the glory that we had earlier. So we thank Hashem that He saved us from those chaotic and difficult times. Just like at the time of the Chashmonaim, that Hashem lifted up Klal Yisrael and returned it to its place of prominence. So we thank Hashem. And that's why the Brisa Maseches Seifrim tells us that on Chanukah, when we're commemorating the difficulties that we've gone through and we overcame, we specifically say the kapitel Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid every single day. In other words, an integral theme of Chanukah, a main message of Chanukah, is the fact that we were in a very difficult, precarious situation, beruchnius, and we had a hatzalah uvegashmius, and we had a hatzalah meis Hashem. Hashem saved us, and not only saved us, but He brought us back to a position of prominence. He gave us a new life. He gave us a second chance. Perhaps, says the Nesiv Shalom, we can use this to explain the Gemara in Shabbos. Again, the Gemara asks, "My Chanukah?" And the Gemara goes on to recount the story of Nichnaso Yavam LaHeichal, that when the Greeks came into the Heichal, and they were metame all the Shmonim, and there was a war, we won the war, they found one Pach Shemen, they lit it, it lasted 8 days. What does it mean, my Chanukah? So my Chanukah, the Fipashtus is, why is it called Chanukah? Right? Rashi says, Al Eze Neis Kavu, what was it established for? What forced Chazal to make a Yom Tif? But the Pashtus Haloshin is my Chanukah. What is the name Chanukah? Why is it called Chanukah? And if that's the Gemara's kasha, what's the teretz? What's the teretz? So l'chayra, the Gemara goes on to say that they only were mekabel it as a yom tif the next year. And the svarim say, why dafka the next year? And the Svarim say, because it took a year for them to realize, to recognize that was a Hatzalah that wasn't only for that moment, but it was Hatzalah L'Davis. It was something that had significance not only for that generation, for that time. It wasn't a once in a history thing, but it was something that lasted, remained, and the message, the theme of Chanukah was significant even the year after and every year afterwards. If that's the case, what was more, if you look at the miracles of Chanukah, the Neis Pach HaShemen, the Chanukah Mizbeach, in the Mechama, what was something that was temporal, was only for that time, what was something that was permanent? Explains the Slan of a Rebbe, the concept of a Chanukah Samizbeach, the concept of a Hischadshus, the concept of a Chinuch of every Yid, of every individual in his individual life, Klal Yisrael as a whole, is a concept that happens constantly, consistently, and always throughout history of Klal Yisrael. We have a matzav of chorban, we have a matzav of destruction, we have a situation of despair, whether it's beruchnius or gashmius, and we have that capability to overcome. And we internalize the message that despite the difficulties, despite the significance of what's going on around us, and how precarious our situation is, we have the capability to overcome and to start again. And that chiddush, that is chagshus, the Chanukah Samizbeach, is something that's not only for one generation, but it's something that lasts forever. In other words, there was a tremendous Nes HaPach HaShemen. And it was a massive miracle. They have one little Pach HaShem that had enough to light for one day and it lasts for eight. L'kulei Alma, at least 7 days was a miracle. Right? For sure it's a huge miracle. But that's a miracle that happened a lot of years ago. What does it have to do with me? What does it have to do with me? What's the lasting effects of that? There was a Nes HaMelchama. If 13 people, Rashi says, 13 people fought tens of thousands of Greeks, right? Tens of thousands of an army. Something that Lefumriata, from a very simple, but not even from any perspective, it was a suicide mission, and they won. And Baruch Hashem, they won. Right? It was a huge miracle. Were the Greeks trying to kill us? No. Were our lives in physical danger? No. But they had to fight, and they fought, and they did what they had to do. For Atzala of the Ruchnis of Klal Yisrael. It's true. It was a great miracle. And it happened. But what are the lasting effects? What's the message that every single year Chanukah comes around that I can tap into and I can recognize, realize that Chanukah is not only something for once in history, but it's something that's Nageya every single year, every single generation. Chazal Chapt, you know what's Nageya L'dayis? Chanukah Samizbeach. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash that was completely defiled, was completely desecrated, and the Chashmonaim had the capability of looking at that defilement, looking at the tumah and being metayer and being mechadish and starting afresh. That's something that's negate to each and every one of us by Asher Husham. In our situation, in our generation, and in my life, every single year. We go through kaisha, we go through difficulties every year that has difficulties in his life. Every year has difficulties in his life. And he recognizes, guess what? I can look back at Chanukah and say there were difficulties, but I overcame. I was mechadish. I can do it again. How is negate to the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara says, my Chanukah, why is it called Chanukah? And then it mentions the name Pach HaShem. Says in the Nesiv Shalom, what gave them that koach? What gave them the capability to not be miyayish? To not give up all hope. To not say it's over. We did our best, but there's nothing left. What gave them the capability to prevent the Yeish, to overcome the Yeish, was the Pach HaShemen. They saw that there was a lifeline from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a little bit of Chiyus, it's still there. In Kabbalah, the Pach HaShemen is called a vial of Chiyus. That lasted forever. It's a small portion of chiyus. In other words, despite the complete yeish and destruction, despite the difficulty of the time, what gave them that capability to overcome, What gave them that capability to say, I'm going to do it again and I'm going to make it better than it was, go back to the previous story and really not only persist but to grow, was the fact that they found the Pach Hashem. They saw that a Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed them to have a little bit of chiz despite the difficulties around them. Nesiv Shalom says, V'chein b'protis, in every single Jew, there's a bechina of a Pach Hashemin, shmimenu huneir bizman choshech. That in our difficult times, if we look carefully, we'll find a little Pach Hashem. No matter what difficulty we fall into, no matter what, how dark the situation might have been, how grim the outlook looks, but there's always, if you search, you'll find a little Pach Hashem. You'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left for us a little Pach Hashem, which allowed us to latch on to that, and to grow, and to return, and to be mechadish, and to go back to the previous glory and grow even greater. And the koyach zeh shel Chanukah v'ischatshus is nishar ledoyres. That's something that remains forever. V'hinei, it says in the Nesiv Shalom b'chol chag. The name of the holiday represents the message for us, the essence for us. Hashem Chanukah misamel es koil mahus hachag, shu yom tov shel ischadshus b'klolis u'b'protis. It's a yom tov of renewal. Kol yachid yachal ischadsh b'inayim shegarmu lo lisrachik me'akodesh baruch. Every individual has the capability of renewing his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to overcoming that distance. Afilu imargish, even if we feel chas v'sholem menutak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, completely detached. Our spiritual house can be renewed. That's what it's all about. That's the essence of Chanukah. And then the Nesiv Shalom ends off this piece with something that's so apropos, bifrat for this year, bifrat for our situation that we're in. It says the Nesiv Shalom, Mizmor zeh of Chanukah sabayis to David Amir David HaMelech al Atzma. He's talking about himself. V'gan tiknu avor alavim sheyashiru also b'chanukah sabayis arishon v'asheni v'lasi lavoi. And this is the mizmor, this is the kapitel that's not only for the Bayis Rishon, but it's also the Bayis Sheni, it's also the Bayis Shlishi. V'gam shir shekol Yehudi tzarich lashir kasher oiseh b'chinas Chanukah Sabayis. Every individual Jew, when he has a situation of Chanukah Sabayis, he should sing this song. Acharei sho'avru alav zmanim koshoim. He had difficult times. V'ischazik, v'ischadish, kibriyeh chadosh u'bayis chadosh. And he mustered up the strength, and he renewed himself like a new individual. Kol ha-mizmor moire la'adam she'makom le'yeyush b'shu matzav. The entire capital of Tehillim is coming to teach us, don't give up. Don't give up. Va'afilu be'ez ha-staras ponecha. Even when you don't see, you don't recognize the relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel detached. Ha'yisi nivol gam oz. Even in that situation where I feel so distant, I call out to Hashem ve'el Hashem eschanon. Until we get to the ultimate, ad ki posachta saki, you opened up v'tazreini simcha, and I become completely, you've opened up my sack, you opened up my mourning, you opened up my despair, and I've completely become surrounded, I'm dressed b'simcha. Sheyifshut mimeno, the feeling of being pushed away, that we're trapped in. Sing a tremendously psychological idea. That a person feels trapped in his despair. He feels like he's surrounded on all sides and he's jailed in, and there's no way for me to get out. There's no way for me to save myself. I'm lost. And how am I ever going to survive? How am I ever going to, you know, a person goes through the motions and he's stuck in a situation of distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't see, where am I going to begin to develop the connection? Even if he wants to, even if he be'etz and be'oimek alev, or even be'pei, he says, I want to have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to have that connection. But the situation that I'm in currently, I'm so detached, I'm so far, I've fallen so far away, that he convinces himself that he has no capability of overcoming his surroundings. That lefi derech hateva, natural order would say, you're lost, there's no way to do it. Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid says, in that situation, there's a Pach Hashem. There's hope. Don't give up. You can connect. Even if it looks completely tame, it looks completely distraught, there's no way, there's no hechitesi, there's no capability, no circumstance for me to create that connection. If you look, if you search, you'll find that Pach Hashem. You'll find something to latch on to. If it's the tzitzis, if it's the Gemara, you'll find something that's going to reconnect, and that will help you. It will burn for one day, and that one day will become 8 days, and that relationship will begin to develop, and it will be Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. And I'll be able to have a Chanukas HaBayis, an internal Chanukas HaBayis, because I didn't give up, and I'll be able to overcome my psychological constraints to develop that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mezuz Hashem, we should all be Zeche, to have a real Hischachus and a real Chanukas HaBayis this Purim, this Chanukah.